It is early on a Friday. What's goody? My name is Shan from shanbepodden.com. You can find me at shanbepodden on everything that I'm on. TikTok, IG, Twitter, wherever. Just hashtag me or at me. You'll probably find me. I wanted to talk about the fact that people have to learn to accept that a person does not want you, right? And I'm doing this for the Real Relationship Report, which is a podcast that I do on Stereo with Dungeon twice a month. You can actually find the podcast on Apple Podcast app. It's called The Real Relationship Report. We're doing our second show on YouTube as a panel later this month with a group. So I'm doing this show solo, so you guys have two shows this month, because I always give you guys two shows. Jay is not here. He's probably at work. I went ahead and I took off my Friday so I can go to the gym and chill. But I feel like this topic can probably help people put their focus and stay in their lane where they need to stay in their lane. And I don't think it's a bad thing at all. I think if you recognize that somebody is not for you, the earlier the better for everybody. The better for you to save your time and your energy and whoever you are, however you are, for the right person later on down the line. I think a lot of people have hope in the wrong places. A lot of people have this idea of potential in the wrong places. And a lot of people are out here manipulating people to use people, which in the end just makes the good person who was there genuinely bitter because they put their energy into someone who was not there for the right reason. So today's Friday's episode, accepting that they don't want you. This is going to be a solo quick episode. We'll do another episode later this month. My name is Shan. If you want to leave a comment, you can leave a comment. If not, you can just listen, or you can listen to this later. Either way, I appreciate you. Please share it wherever you would like to, with friends, to your Twitter, wherever. You can find me on YouTube also at Shannon Pods. All right, so let me just get into this. First of all, I am never for begging anybody to care about you, to love you, to want you, to appreciate you, to respect you. If people do not respect you in your friend group, stop dealing with that friend, because they'll put you in shitty situations. If people do not respect you at your job, and it's a constant thing, especially in leadership or management, try your best to get up out of that space, because they will have you caught up in some bullshit that has nothing to do with you. Just for whatever reason, they don't like you or they don't respect you as an employee or a peer, okay? Try your best to get out of those environments. And for me, somebody who has worked corporate for the last 10 plus years, it gets very much high school-ish in a workplace with leadership, with other co-workers, with other departments. I don't understand why people have this need after high school to be in drama, to be in the middle of chaos, to be popular. Like, it's really childish to me. I'm the type of person who likes to go to the office when I'm scheduled to go to the office, do my job, key with what's funny real quick. But I'm not trying to be in the mix. I'm not trying to date someone from another department. I'm not trying to date somebody at my job. I'm not trying to know who's talking to who. I don't want to know what you're doing Saturday. I don't care. I want to clock in. I want to go to my lunch. I want to come back from my lunch. I want to make it quick and snappy. I want to clock the hell out, and I want to go home, right? So I am never pro drama in the workplace. I don't do it. I don't want to be in it. If it was up to me and I can get out my truck and walk into that building and be Casper until I clock out, I would love to be invisible at a corporate workplace, do my job, and go the hell home. I don't like drama. And I don't like drama with my friend circle. I don't mix friend groups. So I can be friends with a lot of people, but I know who can hang out as a group well together. I know who can go to a restaurant and it's not going to be no big deal when the check comes. Everybody send your money to this person and this person will pay with this card and they'll get the benefits. If you have cash, you do the tip. Like, I go to lunch, dinner, gatherings with civil adult people. Not people who start drama, not people who agree to go somewhere and knowing they don't have the money. And then when the check comes, they want to talk about what they didn't like on their plate that they ate. We're not doing that, okay? Grow the hell up. So out of respect, I like to be in places where I'm respected. I think we all should be in places where we are wanted and respected. So we have to go where we are appreciated and celebrated. So I narrowed down to 10 signs that a person doesn't want you. Now, if this qualifies as to something that's going on between you and another person or you and other people, do what you will with this information. But I just want people giving their efforts where it matters. I don't want people constantly being manipulated. I don't feel good dragging a man along that I know I don't like. I don't feel good giving a man the possibility that we're going to be more when in my mind I know we'll never be anything. I'm not going to take money from a man just because he thinks that's what's going to get him in the door. I'm not going to go on a trip with a man that I don't see in my future, that I am not attracted to. But there are some women who will. There are some women who will agree to go on a trip with you. There are some women who will move into your place. There are some women who will exchange money and you paying bills and you giving them big gifts for the sake of them selling their bodies to you to do things. I am not her. She will never be me. Okay. I think at the center core, when it comes to dealing with people, you have to know who you are. You have to be very disciplined in your own boundaries. And that's how you have to move through your friendships, with your family, and with your romantic ships, and at your workplace, okay? So the first thing on this list of signs that they don't want you is there's less communication. If when you met, or when you guys started talking, however the relationship is, this could also be friendships. If they don't really talk to you, or you find them scrolling through your social media and you've accomplished things, or is something great, or if it's even your birthday and they scroll through your social media and they don't even say happy birthday. They don't even put a comment. They just want to see your life. That's why I got the hell off of Facebook. Facebook, when I was in college, used to be for people who are in college only, right? And then after I graduated college, they opened it up to anybody can have a Facebook. And then Facebook started to become this place where nobody spoke. They just watched your life. They just wanted to see what you bought. They wanted to see who you were with. They wanted to see the new baby in your life. They wanted to see who died in your family. And I'm just like, ew, I don't want to be watched. I don't want to be surveilled. I don't want people to phony know my birthday, because I took my birthday off of there. Because if you really don't care to remember my birthday, honestly, I would rather you not give a fuck, honestly, than to see that it's my birthday and then give me some dry comment on my page. Please keep it, okay? I wanted to be able to filter through people who actually showed up in my life. And I feel like having an Instagram, I can see who really shows up in my life or who is engaged in what I'm doing or who will honestly ask me questions or share things with me.
You are now listening to another Shambi Potting podcast, of course. And if you want to listen to the other podcasts, there are other options on ShambiPodden.com, such as We're Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Creator, Cozy Womb, She Gets It Pod, Call Me When You Get Off, The Real Relationship Rapport, You can also support all these podcasts by leaving a review and listening to the episode from start to finish. If you would like to purchase merch for these podcasts, you can on the Bonfire at the Shambi Pod and Spot, link in bio. Also, repost the clips when you see me post them. I appreciate it. Okay. And you can also subscribe to YouTube on the YouTube channel, Shannon Pods. Again, you can find me at Shambi Podden, hashtag Shambi Podden, TikTok, Twitter, IG, and the website, shambipodden.com. Now back to the show.
And it's just genuine feedback, back and forth. I don't understand people who want to follow your page, not speak, not ever say anything a lot in a live, not comment on anything, but they constantly want to watch your page. What is that about? Like, I don't get it. Even when I go on TikTok and I go on live, it's so many people that come in that live and they just watch you. They just watch you. And some people will say, hey, some people will comment on whatever you're doing, but it's very seldom. So a lot of times to create engagement on that app, which is probably going to go away in March, thanks to this lovely government in America, people will just watch you and not say anything, but they want you to sit on live sometimes to create engagement, to get new people visiting your page. And I'm just at a point where I don't want anybody following me if you're not going to speak. And I don't follow anybody that I don't speak to, or I don't comment on, or I don't repost. You know, most of my Twitter pages are for my podcasts that I do. I have several different podcasts that I do, some with co-hosts, some solo. And I have multiple Instagrams that I have where some are solo podcasts and some are with people. But people talk to me on there and I talk to them. And if they're promoting something or if they create something, I'm reposting it. That's engagement. I never want to keep someone around and check in on them but not say anything if I don't want to see them, if I don't really care. So when somebody is showing you less communication than they used to, they don't care. They don't care if you left, if you disappeared, or you fell off the map. So why are you looking for their comments? Why are you looking for their attention? We have to stop begging people to want us. So if there was great communication at one time and then after a few months they stop communicating with you, or they only text you whenever they're bored with a WID, they don't want you, they don't like you, the interest has faded. And that is okay. It is not a crime to want to really think you like somebody and then you lose interest. You can do so, but you don't have to be nasty about it. You don't have to linger in people's lives and try to use them or comment when it's convenient, okay? So if it takes them hours to respond back to a text and you really like them, they don't want you, okay? I don't care if it's a man or a woman. If it takes them days to respond to a text, they got other shit going on. You are not a priority. If they take weeks to respond back to you or call you back, that's one thing I do hate. For me to be on the phone with somebody, it's a good conversation, and then they randomly say, let me call you back. And that goes to people who do not know how to properly get off the phone. There are so many grown adults who do not know how to properly end a conversation, so they fake it out by saying, let me call you right back. And they know they have no intentions of calling you back. They know they have nothing to say. They just don't know how to end the conversation. More so than not, more men do this than women. I'm just saying, okay? But if the communication is less, that's a sign that they don't want you as much as you do. The second thing is, if they do not initiate calling you, setting up dates, going places with you, or even stopping by to see you, they do not want you, all right? It's not, let me apply pressure. It's not, let me try harder, especially with women. And a lot of women today will blatantly be bold enough to say, if you want to talk to me, send me a Cash App. If you want to talk to me, send me some money. If you want to talk to me, you got to give me something. And I think that's so pathetic. And I think as a man, if you ever want to talk to a woman and she blatantly comes out her mouth, give me this, give me that, if you want, but he doesn't like you. He doesn't want you. That is a losing game. And if you want to be dealt with like that by a person, continue that. But if you want someone who genuinely cares and is just upfront and cool and wants to get to know you also, or thinks like you might be also, they're not ever going to leave with money. Women who are interested in you will not lead with money. They're not going to ask you for things. They're not going to ask you to pay their bills. They're just not going to do it. So just be mindful of that. The third thing is, if a person that you want or you find interest in makes decisions without considering your feelings or what you may want, they don't want you. Okay. Especially if they call you to tell you about a date they went on. I think that's a blatant slap in the face that they don't see you like that. They have no romantic interest to see you like that. So just hang it up, okay? Because if you really like a person more than a friend, and they're calling you to tell you about the date they went on, or this guy that they like, or this girl that they likes, they see you as a friend. They see you as a just somebody to talk to. They do not see you in a romantic way. So please put your feelings up. Save your feelings, put your feelings up. The fourth thing is, you are an afterthought where they do not consider you in the morning. They do not consider you throughout the middle of the day. And if they're bored and scrolling on their phones, they might text you a WYD. And it's boring and it's empty. And if you don't text back, they don't care. They're just seeing if you're still looking for their text. When people keep stringing you along with the WYD and it's empty, do yourself a favor, go to their number and their name and block them off your phone. Seldomly on your social media, you can quietly unfollow them and they'll get the point, okay? But don't keep people around that you have more interest in, that don't have interest in you, thinking that one day they'll wake up and change their mind. That's pointless, okay? Number five, if they open their arms for a hug and you meet them with a dap or a head nod, like, what's up? Y'all are not on the same page, okay? They don't like you. And even in high school and college, it was so embarrassing to me. I get secondhand embarrassment from people a lot. So it was very embarrassing to me in high school and college to see a "where my hug at" type of man. Okay. Do not be the "where my hug at" to no woman in any setting, because you look thirsty. You look like you get no play. Nobody wants to talk to you and you're basically begging for attention, and it's not a good look. It's not even a good look to a woman that's watching you from afar that thinks you're cute and might want to talk to you. You're embarrassing yourself. Stop asking for hugs from people who don't show you any signs that they're interested. Okay. So if they meet your hugs, your open invitations of affection with a dap, a handshake, or a head nod, they do not like you. Please stop. Pivot and put your attention and your focus elsewhere. Okay. Number six, your texts or offers are denied or ignored. So if you say, "Hey, you want to go for lunch on Wednesday?" And let's say today is Sunday, and they say, "Oh, I might have to do X, Y, and Z, or I have to work." Okay. That's one time. If you mention, "Hey, you want to go to the movies on Friday, a different time?" And they say, "Oh, no, I can't. I got to do X, Y, and Z." Let that be the second and last time. Okay? People who want to see you make time and space to see you. Unless they are going through something in their life where financially or time-wise, they just don't really have the time. And you know, like, it's legit. Like, if you know they're in school and they're working full-time, okay. If you know the economy is stressful right now for a lot of people, stop asking people to give you their time or take off of work or come see you, especially if you're not close. Like, figure out a way where you can meet them halfway if they genuinely want to see you, okay? If you text them on Monday and it is now Thursday and they're texting you back, they saw the text. They don't want to talk to you, but they text you back because, one, they're bored. Two, they want to string you along for whatever reason. And three, they want to make you seem like you're the crazy one. But in reality, you're not interested. I get it. Cool. And you should be able to pick up that somebody's not interested if your conversations are very dry and pointless. Okay. The seventh thing is, this person does not give you feedback, okay? They do not give you answers on anything. They just let you talk. And because you're a talker or because you find interest in them, you could talk to them about anything. And they just hit you with a, yeah, mm-hmm, dang. They're not interested, okay? So stop having dry conversations with people. If they don't initiate a question or ask you anything or want to know this about you, they're not interested. And it is not a crime for somebody to not be interested. It's just sometimes people don't know how to say, hey, I'm not interested in you like that. I think you're cool, but I'm not attracted to you like that. It sounds mean. And some people don't want to be the mean person, even though I don't think you have to be mean in order to say, I am not attracted to you like that. Sorry. Okay? The eighth thing to tell you that a person does not want you the way that you want them is you only see them passing through from point A to point B. So let's say that they got off work and, you know, you've been hitting them up all week. It's been very dry. And you're just like, you never come see me. And they pop by. And they be like, come outside. And they sitting in the car and you standing outside the car. I got to go to X, Y, and Z at 8. But what's up? And they'll just talk to you. Like, y'all not talking about anything realistically important. You're convenient. And if you don't want to be treated like a convenience, don't be a convenience. They want to be in the middle of going somewhere so they have a cap or expiration time on how long they got to be in your face, right? And they do it often. And it's never where they intentionally make time to come see you or take you somewhere or spend time with you. They do not want you. Very vivid, okay? Number 9. Nothing they do for you is affectionate or considerate, okay? If before you go see them, you bring a smoothie because you got a smoothie and you know they like strawberries and bananas, but they don't like this, and you made sure you got the drink correctly and you brought it because you knew you were going to come see them, that's nice. But if there's times where they're supposed to come meet up with you and they come empty-handed, but they have something, keep that. Okay. If it's morning time, you're going to work and, you know, you really let this person know that, hey, I think you're cute. You know, y'all went out on a date and it was okay. It wasn't nothing too crazy. And you're going to work and you pick up coffee for yourself and you buy them a coffee and you bring it. If they don't appreciate that or they don't reciprocate that by doing something nice, like a gesture, they don't like you like that. Okay? And I think there's a lot of great people who will go out their way and do nice things for others. And you have to peep when your niceness is not needed in certain places. And when people don't give you certain feedback that or reciprocate that energy, that they're also willing to be kind and sweet to you, you have to stop pouring in to them. You have to stop giving your energy to them. Okay. Also, sidebar, if you keep getting together with a person and breaking up with a person and blocking a person, it's probably a sign that y'all relationship is not going to work. Y'all personalities do not work well together. Stop trying to make something work that isn't going to work. Stop trying to make somebody for you that is not for you. Because you could be blocking the time you could be spending with the person that is for you. Okay? Do not put the wrong person in a space that they do not deserve to be with you. And the 10th thing is, they never check on your feelings, they never check on your day, and they never check in on what's going on in your life. But you're always questioning, hey, what's going on? So what's new with you? Blah, 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 blah. And they're just like, well, nothing, just X, Y, and Z. Or they'll tell you about a promotion they got, or they'll tell you that they just got a new apartment. But they don't say, to continue the conversation, what you been up to? Like, they're not interested. A lot of people struggle with not being able to read the room. Okay? I want people to stop forcing a connection or some type of engagement that is not wanted. Okay? You can have a connection and like a person that also likes you when you peep these things. But you have to pick up on the clues. I know some of y'all did not watch the original Blue's Clues, but when I tell you, finding those three clues did it every time on the show. Okay? That's how you got to be with people. Sometimes I don't need three clues. I need two. And two has said enough, and I am good on that. Please be great in life, and I'll be great in life. And that's how you have to be. Save that energy for somebody who deserves it. Be kind to somebody who deserves it. All right? Now, I had more thoughts, but I didn't want to do more points. But before I get out of here, be mindful of inconsistency. Because for me, inconsistency is a huge sign for me to back off. If I'm used to you doing something that you stopped doing, or, you know, we used to talk more, but we rarely talk, you don't care to talk, I'm not going to bring it up anymore as, you know, a question as to, hey, why did we talk less, blah, 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 and you give me some bullshit answer, I'm going to back off. And they'll be mad that I backed off, but I'm always going to have a reason why I backed off, okay? Speaking to me out of convenience, no. I'm going to block you to make it easier for you to not speak. Because you don't have to speak to me. What did Fantasia say? If you don't want me, then don't talk to me. For real! If you don't want to talk to me, please don't call my phone. If you don't really want to talk to me, please do not text me WID. If you do have no interest over here, please do not hit my line. My block list on my phone is so long, it looks like somebody else's call log or somebody else's contact. My block list on Instagram is so long that it looks like someone's followers, okay? My block list on TikTok is so thick. So I don't have a problem with blocking people and not speaking to people. And sometimes it's just that a person is just annoying me and I block them for like 2 weeks and then I quietly unblock them. But they continuously think that they're blocked and they just stop reaching out. And I love that for me. Okay? Sometimes that's what you got to do. If the relationship has never been clear or defined by you, and you need some understanding, and you're tired of asking for understanding, in my opinion, if you have to keep asking, that is your answer. It's nothing. Okay? If you have to keep asking, that is your answer. It's nothing. I want people to digest that. I want people to put that in their brains. You do not need to beg to be wanted, cared for, respected, or loved by somebody. Stop begging for that shit. It's unnecessary. It's not a good look. What's up, Menaissance? If you're talking to them and the conversation is dry as hell, the conversation is dry because they don't want to have it in the first place. Like, you can tell when your friend doesn't want to talk on the phone. You can tell when the conversation is coming to an end. A lot of people need to learn how to end a conversation on the phone. A lot of people need to learn how to properly end a conversation face-to-face, if they are face-to-face. And a lot of people need to understand that, hey, if you have to break up with somebody, it doesn't have to be nasty or rude or a big drama fest. Y'all can walk separate ways, and it doesn't have to be none of that. But you have to be at a mature level in order to do that, right? But I don't like dry conversation. I'm not going to pull words out your mouth. I'm not going to beg you to call me. I'm not going to call you 100 times in order for you to respond or acknowledge. I'm not doing none of that shit. That's fine with me. Let me remove myself. I will quietly remove myself. Another thing that's a sign is if you don't meet that person's friends, if they don't talk about you in your absence, if you have never met this person's family, woman or man, they're keeping you at a distance for a reason because they don't see you in the way that you see them. And I want people to stop getting this twisted. Nowadays, if you get to meet a person's mom or dad, it does not mean shit. Because I guarantee you, those parents are tired of meeting a girl that this man likes this week. Because he done brought three girls over here last week, and we ain't like none of them. So stop thinking that just because a man takes you to meet his parents, you are special or there's some high ranking on the priority list because you met their parents. That doesn't mean anything, okay? A man could be cheating on the woman that mom knows he is with, and he will introduce you as if you're the only woman that he's talking to because his mother has no loyalty to you. She has loyalty to her son. That father has no loyalty to you as a woman, okay? He has loyalty to his son, vice versa. And when I tell you daddy's girls are the worst, because daddy's girls usually let their young girls get away with murder. And when they are dogging a man out, they are very quiet. They are very quiet, okay? The only time a father that is around who has a grown daughter that is dating is happy about who she's dating is if he sees that man as well off or thank God he'll be able to do all this bullshit for her that I don't like doing and I ain't got to worry about shit. That is the only time that man will ever be happy about his daughter dating you. And the reality of the situation is people bring their kids around people that they met an hour ago. It doesn't mean shit. People bring people that they are dating or like today around their parents. It doesn't mean anything. Stop looking into surface level things that people do to feel secure in a person's life. If a person likes you today, they might hate you in 2 weeks. If a person said that they want to date you, but action-wise, they're not showing that initiative, they're bullshitting. If a person says that they care, but they're always putting you in bullshit situations, that's a whole ass lie. And that's the reality of the situation.
What's up, Shan? Yeah, you're right. I mean, and also, don't double text anyone. Please. You know, you send a text, they don't respond, don't send no more text. That's it. You don't get another text until you respond to my text and vice versa.
Right.
You know, a lot of times, you know, people know that you're a good dude or, you know, dudes, they know that they have a good woman. But what ends up happening is they end up getting scared and then they revert back to factory settings. And the reason why they do that is because they've been unhappy for so long, it's like it's too good to be true. So, you know, when you do that, you end up messing up a good situation because you don't know how to deal with, you know, what you actually been asking for. You have that right in front of you. So, you know, it's a lot of, that's a lot going on.
Yes. And that's why it's super important to honestly talk to yourself and say, do I truly want to date right now? Am I mentally ready to date? Or am I going to bring some old shit into this situation that this person has nothing to do with? Because a lot of times you do look up, and after you had a few bad relationships or situations with people, you meet someone who genuinely likes you, who is truthful about who they are, and there's no catch to it. But because you're already mentally ready to pivot, because this person can't be this good, or this person can't be this great, or say all these things and they actually mean it, and then, you know, I make the date, and then they come on the date, and then they're cool with doing X, Y, and Z, and it's no problem. No, what's wrong with them? If you're waiting to step on a mine in a relationship, or you just meeting someone, that is your clue that you are not ready. Because I'm the type of person where I'm not going to think you're lying to me until you show me that one time you lied. I'm not going to not trust you until you show me that I can't trust you. But some people are on the reverse side. Some people have dealt with so much lying and so much dishonesty that you have to earn them trusting you. You have to earn them not thinking that you're lying. And even for people who haven't lied to somebody, dealing with somebody that you have to earn their trust, or you have to earn the fact that they believe what you're saying, is exhausting. And as good as that person is, and as good as that person wants to be and show you that I am legit, I genuinely like you, I care, what I'm telling you is truthful, as much as they want to do it, I promise you, after a few months, they're going to get tired of it, and they're going to allow you to believe whatever in your mind you want to believe. And slowly but surely, you are going to push that person away. And I say that because I have been in something like that, where you see someone who hasn't had the greatest experience in relationships, and because they are scarred by those relationships, they're constantly bracing themselves for a reveal of a lie. Where they're constantly bracing themselves for this person not being who they are. And as a person that is being honest, as a person that is being truthful, as a person who actually likes this person, you get tired of trying to prove that you are not a liar. You get tired of trying to prove that I do care. You get tired of trying to prove that what I said I'm going to do, I am actually going to do. And a lot of times when you do it, in their mind, they say, well, maybe I didn't catch you this time, but maybe next time. And that right there just makes me like, let me just wrap this up right now because I don't have time for it. A lot of times, a person who didn't do you dirty is getting the ashes on them of someone else doing you dirty, and they don't deserve it. And so sometimes, yes, you're going to miss out on good people in that way. But most times with this topic, accepting that they do not want you, if you have to question it, it's a no. In most cases, that works. If you had a conversation about it, or if you feel uneasy and you're in the pit of your stomach, or if what they're doing is new and they've never done it before, or you got to call them 5 times in order for them to acknowledge the fact that you called, or suddenly after 8 o'clock at night, they're not available until 11:30 the next day and you're seeing a pattern. If you got to question it and it sounds like bullshit and it looks like bullshit, 9 times out of 10, it is bullshit. And sometimes in your mind, it might be hard for you to understand. And it's not for you to figure out, well, why did this person get to a point where they didn't like me anymore? Or why did this person get to a point where they couldn't tell me the truth? Or why did this person get to a point where they just shrugged it? That is not your business. Because it doesn't matter. in their minds, in their feelings, they are where they are. We have to accept places that we are not wanted, and we have to accept places where we are wanted. We have to be around people who do accept us, respect us, want to show up for us in a certain way. And if you need a break from that, be honest with yourself and take a break from that. But I just want people to stop begging people to be a good friend. I need people to stop begging people to be a good aunt, be a good mom to me, be a good dad to me. Because even with our family, at a certain point, if you are over 18 and nobody showed you how to be a good person, or nobody showed you how to show up as a good mother or a good father, it is no longer an excuse. You either get to a point where you want to unlearn something and do it better, or you get to a point where you don't care of making it better. But I do not feel like you should be putting in 1,000% effort in a relationship where somebody is giving you 20. I don't believe in it, okay? I don't believe in trying to get the milk that spilled on the floor to use it. Let it be, okay? Put your energy where it counts and be where you are wanted. Be where you are appreciated. It's peaceful there. You don't have to question it. And you're going to feel way better being around people who you don't have to second guess. And that's just my thing. But yeah, I wanted to give y'all a short episode. It's Dungeon's birthday month, so he is celebrating. So a lot of the Fridays in this month, he is not available. But we will be doing a panel show for our second show this month on YouTube. I will post that. So we will be back on stereo in October. But I just didn't want to give you guys one show this month. So I was like, let me come on here and do a show real quick. But you can find the podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon Music, Podbean, wherever there's podcasts, you should be able to find the Real Relationship Rapport. This will be posted by Monday, if not tomorrow, because I might go to the gym. I don't know if I'm going to do an edit, but yeah, you know, I just seeing people in relationships where they are not getting the reciprocation is just, yeah, to me. I'm going to play this message and I'm going to be out of here.
Who in the hell celebrates their birthday all month? Tell Dungeon to get back here. We need him back here. Tell him I said that. Renaissance.
Dungeon, he likes to do like big celebrations for his birthday. And I think he's celebrating his friend's birthday also. Because I was like, okay, what two Fridays can you do this month? And I gave him options. He's like, no, I got to do something that Friday. I said, well, what Friday you got? And so he was like, I got the 26th, which is like at the end of the month. So I was like, all right, we could do the panel show on the 26th. But in my mind, I was like, I got to do a show some other time in the month. So I took off today. So I was like, I could do a show real quick. Give the people what they need so y'all not lopsided this month. But yeah, he's good. We got a good show coming up because he got a lot on his mind right now. And I was like, all right, we could make that the next topic. So it should be interesting. The next show, we're going to do it with a panel of people. So I'm still trying to put that panel together. So it'll be me, Dungeon, and three other people. But I haven't picked who the three other people are. So if you want to be on it, let me know. You can message me on here and I'll just get your email. It should be on the 20th. I'm going to say it's on the 26th at 8 p.m. if you're available. I don't know if you're available, but just let me know. But yeah, that's what's going on. I hope you enjoy your Friday. I'm about to put on some clothes. Like I got to go get a child from a bus stop before her bus comes. But other than that, this is Shan. You can find me at shanbepodden.com, at shanbepodden on IG, TikTok, and Twitter. And the podcast, hashtag RRR, We are on Twitter at The Real Relationship Rapport. And yeah, that's it. That is it. Peace.